This is the New Leaders Podcast, the podcast for leaders who want to master the new way of entrepreneurship. The new leader doesn't hustle, leads by example, intentionally creates whatever she wants, and mostly makes a difference in the world. I'm your host, Rihanna, business and mindset mentor, and I've built a six-figure business from scratch in 24 hours a week, doing what I love, making a positive impact on other people's lives. And you can do that too. In this podcast, I teach you how to combine strategy, mindset, and energy to build the most profitable business close to your heart. Every week, you can expect a new episode full of inspiring content that will help you build your dream business and fulfill your ultimate potential. Hello there. Thank you for tuning in today. In this podcast episode, I'm going to share with you the keys to becoming successful on LinkedIn. In other words, how can you make LinkedIn a platform where you generate consistently beautiful, new, ideal client for your amazing offers. This is something that I've struggled with for quite a while, and that's why I am the perfect person to teach you exactly how to do it. What are the steps you need to take in order to grow your audience, in order to make it fun, in order to create some engagement, get in touch with potential clients for your offers, and eventually sell, of course, your offers on LinkedIn. Like I said, this is something that I have been struggling with for quite a while. Instagram has always been my go-to platform. And, you know, LinkedIn a couple of years ago was a more professional platform. It was more a platform for employees where you would share that you would have a new job or you're looking for a new job or you got a promotion, you know, and everybody would say congratulations. It used to be a more professional a little bit of a dusty platform, I would say. And I do feel like that's still something that's holding entrepreneurs back from getting on there and making it work for them. And so Instagram was always my go-to platform, and I still love it. I love the vibe there. I love getting in touch with my community. Stories are incredible. Stories are an incredible way to make a connection, to build a connection, but also to build your expertise, your authority, to sell your services. Instagram, I've always loved it, and it's worked really, really well in the last years. But for quite a while, I have been feeling I want and need to create another platform that helps me generate leads for various reasons. First of all, it's never a good idea to be independent of one platform, right? And I mean, I have a few platforms. I also use my podcast and email list and, you know, physical network. So I wasn't dependent only on Instagram, but it was definitely my main platform, and I felt the need and the desire to have another one of those platforms. Also, because we all know that it's becoming harder and harder to reach people on Instagram. The amount of people you reach, the algorithm and everything, you know, it goes down. Even though I have to say I've been not seeing an incredibly big drop in my story views or in the people that I reach with my post, but it's slowly dropping. It's still dropping, and it looks like it's getting harder and harder. If I scroll back in my Instagram, you know, the amount of people that I used to reach were so much more people, even though I had a smaller following. So that was definitely a sign for me, like, I need to start to make LinkedIn work for me. Facebook, it's also another option. It's still working really well for a lot of people, but I wasn't feeling that anymore. So TikTok, tried that last year, 100% tried that.
also wasn't my thing. I got completely sucked into TikTok. Does that happen to you too, where you start watching videos and suddenly you're watching something for like 15 minutes and you think, oh my God, I'm wasting my time here? That was one thing, but I also felt like it was easy to get new followers, but not at all potential clients. Like, it was hard to identify them because it's not a very professional platform, right? It's a very fun platform where people cook and dance and I don't know, all these kind of things. So I wasn't feeling that either. So definitely I felt like LinkedIn is the platform where I'm going to have to make it work. And I decided to hire support. Because in the beginning I was quite stubborn. I felt like, how hard can it be? You know, come on, you just need to start posting and start engaging and, you know, it will go organically from there. But honestly, it wasn't happening. Not really. Not really. And so I said, I need support. So I hired support and of a LinkedIn expert that's teaching me. I mean, wow, it's a whole other world. But the potential is super exciting. And so I dove into that information and I started implementing it. And I have to say, I'm really seeing the results. I'm very impressed, in fact. In fact, I'm very impressed how fast I'm growing organically just by posting. That on Instagram is much harder. Here's what's so exciting about LinkedIn. On LinkedIn, it's so much easier to grow organically because if you post something and people start commenting and liking on it, a part of their network also sees your post and now they might be interested and they will start following you or connecting. So that's what makes it so easy to grow organically on LinkedIn at the moment. That's not the case for Instagram. You're very much interacting with the same people every day. If you take a look at the people viewing your stories, you will see that they are more or less the same people every day. The same goes for your posts. Your posts are being shown to more or less the same people. This is not the case on LinkedIn. Every post has the potential to attract new followers, to attract new potential clients that are interested in what you do, in what you sell. And so that is what's so exciting, and that's what makes growing organically so much easier. So I highly recommend that you give it another try or you level up your game, because even me, I've been seeing the results, and believe me when I tell you that I've been struggling for quite a while as well. So let me take you through the steps that I have been taking and that I've been teaching to my clients that also have been seeing great results from those steps. So let's start by step number one, which is cut the crap, right? So whatever you've been thinking that's been holding you back from posting on LinkedIn, cut it. Maybe you've been thinking LinkedIn is super professional, it's super serious, my potential client is not hanging out there. It's just not true. LinkedIn has completely changed. It's a super fun platform. It's full of entrepreneurs. Your potential client definitely hangs out there, unless they're children or something. But, you know, yeah, cut the crap. That's step number one. Because you don't want to try posting on LinkedIn. You want to decide that you're going to make this work for you. That's the mindset that you need. Step number two is set up your profile right, so that when you start posting content and people are landing on your profile, that they know what to do. They know where to book a call. They know how to get more information. It's clear on your profile what you do, who you are, that you're amazing, where to book a call, all these kinds of things. And what I would recommend is that you put your marketing message right under your name. So on LinkedIn, whenever you're engaging, whether you're commenting or you're posting, people see your name and then they see whatever you put there. You see, a lot of people have their title. So they're like health coach or business coach or life coach there. What I would recommend is put your marketing message there. So for me, what I have there is I help entrepreneurs to build and scale their online business in 24 hours a week. So people know immediately when they see me interact, when they see my name, they know immediately what I do, and that attracts them to me, right? Much easier than that I would put business coach there, which is much less specific. So you want to set up your profile right so that when things start flowing, you can actually see the results, pluck the fruits. The next step is start being consistent on LinkedIn. I've heard people say before, like, I feel like it's inappropriate to post multiple times a week. It's not. You can post on LinkedIn as much as you want. And the more you post, the more you're going to see sort of a snowballing effect. So you want to start to post consistently, I would say at least 3 times a week. And another lie is that you have to post something completely different on LinkedIn than you do on Instagram. This is just not true. 90% of my content on Instagram and LinkedIn is the same. Things that don't work very well on LinkedIn are reels, for example. Videos necessarily don't work very well. Also, pictures that you've edited in Canva because you've put some kind of branding or you've added a quote onto your picture doesn't work very well on LinkedIn. You want to post your post with a clean picture of yourself, ideally, and that's what will generate the most views, likes, and engagement. But honestly, don't make it too hard for yourself. Just post the same things. Actually, you know, showing yourself authentically and being vulnerable works very well, like on every social media platform and also on LinkedIn. So it doesn't have to be cold and professional and serious, not at all. Just be you. The next thing that you wanna surround yourself with people that are going to support you on LinkedIn. You want to have a group of people that are going to help you to get the ball rolling, to comment on your post, to like on your post, so that the ball can start rolling. Because there's nothing worse than when you post on LinkedIn and nothing happens. You don't get one like, you don't get one comment. Yeah, then, you know, you'll get demotivated very easily. So you want to have a group of people that will help you to start to get the ball rolling. This will help you to increase your reach, and automatically, if obviously that's a condition, if your content is strong, it will automatically attract more followers and more connections to your profile. But also, I saw a big change when I started to add people to my community, which are my kind of people, like-minded people. I realized that the people that I had that were my community on LinkedIn, they were like, you know, my dad and like friends of my dad, and you know, like not necessarily like-minded people. And obviously, then the platform is not really working for you. So if that's the same for you, start adding people, start engaging with them immediately to your community, because that's how you will automatically get more views, get more likes. People will start engaging just because they're like-minded, right? So you want to actively grow your community on LinkedIn. Also, connect, you know, the same that you do on Instagram. Thank God people are more and more open to that on LinkedIn. I felt like that used to be a little bit more inappropriate. I might be wrong, but on LinkedIn, but that's not anymore the case. People love connecting in DM. Everybody responds. It's a very nice vibe. And this also helps you to get the ball rolling. You get in touch with potential clients. You can start inviting them if they're interested in your content and in what you do. Yeah, so connect. Simply connect in DM the same as you do on Instagram. That's a very important part of the strategy. And then lastly, I want to share a strategy that I've been using on LinkedIn that I've really, really enjoyed and that's working really well. I've also shared this strategy in the first masterclass of the Six Figure Leader Life event. You can still see this masterclass in my Facebook group. If you need the link, I'm going to put it in the show notes. Let me put it in the show notes so that you can enter the Facebook group and you can see this masterclass because I'm sharing more strategies. But this is a strategy that I've recently started implementing and it's wonderful and it works really well on LinkedIn. You can also use it on Instagram, but it works. It just works less because of how the algorithm works. So what I've been doing is I've been creating really cool, really valuable freebies. So for me, for example, I have a video, I've made a training about a launching framework. I have created a meditation and the sales guide that I have. Give them for free on LinkedIn in exchange for a comment. So you want to create a freebie and maybe you already have it on the shelves. Don't make it harder than it is, right? You want to create something that you feel like a lot of people would be interested in. And now you create a post on LinkedIn that obviously talks about the amazing effects of your freebie. And then you ask people to comment yes or whatever word you choose in the comments. And they will be able to, and you will send them the link to your freebie right in their DM. What's so cool about this is that those posts usually do very well because a lot of people start commenting. Now, this also results in even more people seeing it and complete strangers that are not part of your community yet, that don't even follow you yet, will start requesting your freebie. And so now you have new potential clients in your community and you're already warming them up because you're providing them with free content. Now, how amazing is that? That's awesome. I mean, and there's much more to this strategy that I'm not going to share with you in the podcast because it would last too long. But this strategy has definitely boosted the results that I've been seeing on LinkedIn. And this is a strategy. It's super fun because you're giving away free content, free, super valuable content to your community, which is for me one of the best ways to get in touch with your community. At the same time, you're growing your community, you're growing your reach. What's not to like? I wanted to say something else, but it slipped my mind. Roughly, beautiful people, this is what I've been doing to get beautiful results from LinkedIn. Let me sum it up for you. First of all, set your bullshit aside. That's very important. Decide that you're going to make this work. The second one is be consistent. Post at least 3 really good posts on LinkedIn with a picture from yourself without any quotes or branding on it. Just a picture of yourself like you do on Instagram. Start growing your community with like-minded people. This is something that's going to be really helpful because they're going to like and comment on your post. Get a group of people that will support you anyway, that will help you to get the ball rolling. Connect in the end with people and start the conversation. And lastly, try the freebie strategy because it's pretty awesome. All right, thank you so much for tuning in and until the next one, ciao.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the New Leaders Podcast today. If you love listening, I would be so grateful if you would leave me a review on iTunes or Spotify. Or let me know that you're listening by tagging me on social media. So, keep chasing your desires, beautiful, and I wish you an amazing rest of your day.